Blog Talk Radio.
Live from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, this is the one, the only pro wrestling interviews. I'm Dr. John Stamey at the helm, and so glad to have everybody here. It has been a beautiful day outside as I was driving from Franklin, North Carolina, all the way over to Myrtle Beach, and I'm just so glad to be home. Oh, sometimes it just seems like it's just got such a bunch of people here, but I still love Myrtle Beach. I really do, after 25 years. Anyway, it's great to have everybody here. I now have the distinct pleasure to turn this whole shooting match tonight over to the truly the one and only, the super amazing Velvet. Velvet, how are you doing tonight? You take over, buddy. Okay?
All right. Yay. All right. I'm glad to be back. I had some personal business to take care of. Some of y'all know, some of you don't know. But we got on the line here one of the biggest, scariest dudes I've ever met in the ring, but I still call him my brother sometimes. Sinister, what's up, Sinister? How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. I love you.
Yeah, I love you too, man. Don't scare everybody now. We need to keep them on the line.
No.
And all the way in Indiana, our eye in the sky, Todd Saxon. What's up, Todd?
Hey, I'm outstanding, the supernatural. Ecstatic to be here and twice as happy, brother, that you were on the show.
Thank you, sir.
Happy Palm Sunday.
Oh, yeah. Happy Palm Sunday. So, and as you heard, Dr. John with his entrance, Dr. John is here. Hopefully y'all will join us for our segment here. Our segment is an open forum. Now, guys, we can talk about whatever. We can talk about, if you want to know what's going on with me, we can talk about that. If we want to talk about WrestleMania, we can talk about that. We can talk about what's going on in the world of wrestling. It doesn't matter. What do you guys want to do? Open it up.
Oh, man.
Hey, Velvet, this is Dr. John. I want to make an announcement. I want to let everybody know that, yes, this is Palm Sunday, and next Saturday, April 16th, is the one and the only Georgia Bigfoot Conference in Clayton, Georgia, at the Rabun County Civic Center. It is a sellout, and I can't believe it. The thing has sold out. It's going to be a blast. And tonight I had the opportunity to ask Sinister to come be a guest. I hope he can be. And I tell you what, we're going to have a lot of fun. We meet Bigfoot and about 10 guest speakers and hopefully Sinister and about 400 people out there that are coming as to enjoy this conference. So anyway, just I hope we'll have a great time. Just wanted to remind everybody, Rabun County Civic Center, Clayton, Georgia, 9:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., the one, the only, it's back. COVID couldn't stop it, the Georgia Bigfoot Conference. That's what I got to say and plug for 6 days now, Velvet. Back to you, buddy.
All right. Sinister, what do you got on the line there? You or Todd, anybody, what you got?
I'll tell you what, after WrestleMania, matter of fact, I'm glad you asked me. Tell me something. How is it that, I understand their cheerleaders, the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders, right? I understand they got a paycheck for WrestleMania, but they refuse to pay Finn Balor. I don't get it.
I had this conversation actually Thursday night, not to that extent. I understand a lot of people were upset, but there was also a lot of people that were not on WrestleMania as well. Finn Balor's going to be okay. Finn Balor is going to take care of his business. He's an utmost professional, like Cesaro was. He will take it with a grain of salt, and I understand. I'm mad too, but here's the thing:
Velvet.
Go ahead,
Velvet. Professor Steve's on. He's with us.
And all right, so yay, is the Professor Steve.
So Steve and Maestro,
Papa Stro.
I just want to interrupt you, but it's very important that you know that these marvelous guests are here. So,
all right, cool. Cool. Glad that y'all could join us, Papa Stro.
And they'll be now know that they'll might be about 10 seconds, but they're coming.
Okay. So, Senator, so get back to you real quick. You got to look at it like this. Everything with Vince is all about business, okay? And we don't have to agree with it, and we don't have to like it. But I'm going to tell you right now that Finn Balor's going to be okay. It's not – I mean, yes, everybody wants to be on WrestleMania, and there were people that shouldn't have been on WrestleMania. I agree with that. But in the long scheme of things, he's going to be fine. He's going to be fine, I think, to be honest with you. I mean, and if not – if his contract's coming up, then he won't be there. So,
yeah,
I mean, that's just bottom line.
Yeah, how did Mark Henry and Mae Young's love child get in WrestleMania this year? That's what I want to know.
He's
all grown
exactly.
up. The big hand?
He's all grown up.
Yeah.
Yep. And smacked old Sami Zayn right in the kisser.
I threw it's a set suggestion box for next year's WrestleMania, Velvet. You and Danhausen.
That's
event
right.
One tonight.
We're doing
yes.
Not to cut Sinister off because I know he has a response to what I was just talking about, but I need everybody on their social media platform to make this go viral, a feud with Danhausen and the Amazing Velvet. ASAP.
I like
it. As soon as we can get it done. As soon as we can get it done. I mean, ASAP. Like, maybe summertime. We gotta hurry up and do something. So, Sinister, real quick, what were you going to say?
So, I'm going to say, I understand what you're saying. You know, the reason, Dane, that got me hot about it because, you know for yourself personally, I went through that same situation with the last company that I worked for, which is the reason why I ended up leaving. And
exactly.
To see that happen, to see that happen to somebody else, especially a named superstar, you know, I'm like, and nothing against women. I ain't got nothing against women, nothing against Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders or whatever, because, they got to get paid for what they do. But this man goes out every night, and he puts his life on the line because – anything can happen in that ring.
Oh, absolutely. Correct.
Yes, sir.
Correct.
Yes, sir.
You know, like I said, Finn Balor is going to be fine, and if not, Finn Balor will be the professional guy that you're talking about. He will do his job. He will continue to do what he's doing until his time there is up. So, I mean, that's a hard call. He should have been on WrestleMania, yes. And so should have, other than making an appearance with Edge, what's his name?
Damian Priest.
Damian Priest. And he should have wrestled also. But they should have wrestled each other. That would have been a hell of a match again. But we'll have to see. We'll have to see what the cards hold for Finn Balor. And the long scheme of things, I think he's going to be fine. I don't think it really hurts him as much as you think. Maybe a little pride here or maybe a little ego, don't know, but I think he's fine. Steve, are you on the phone still?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about that, Steve-O?
Isn't he the current U.S. champion?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I mean, he should have been.
Yeah,
open.
And then Ricochet didn't have a match either. He was the IC champion.
That's right.
Ricochet didn't. Mm-hmm.
I mean, right. But in the grand scheme of things of what they put together, and maybe that's the reason why that guy quit that was producing the show right after. Maybe that's the reason why that guy quit.
That guy named
Pat?
What's that?
Pat? Is that Pat you talking about? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
well,
that's why.
I heard it was family.
You never know, though. They can say what they want and change the narrative all they want to. But
you know what?
I mean,
they could have wrestled each other. Finn and Ricochet could have wrestled and had a heck of a match in Mania. Champion versus champion.
Exactly. They, you know, in long scheme of things, unless he's going to leave the company after his contract's up, which we don't know and when that is going to be anyway, but I think Finn will be fine. Ricochet will be fine. They'll be fine. We'll just have to see down the road what happens in the next couple of pay-per-views, if they're featured or not. Now, if they're not featured, then then I would put up the flags and say, hey, okay, something ain't right here. So we'll just have to see what happens.
You're right, though. Finn could thrive wherever he goes, whether it be WWE, AEW, Ring of Honor, anywhere. I mean, he could thrive anywhere.
New Japan, anything.
New Japan, that's right. Oh, he was huge in New Japan, man. Huge.
I would love to see him go back. I mean, that would just be amazing. But, yeah, we'll see what happens down the road. Todd, were you going to say something?
No, actually, I was just more or less going to chime in on that or you know, concur with that. But, yeah, I'd love your take, Velvet, on the show producer walking away after having put so many events together for WWE. Was it and I think we've touched on this in discussion a couple times on various shows, and I know for sure on Papa Stroh's Thursday night WCW Retro that
cheap spot.
Vince
cheap plug there.
Has the final word. That Vince has the final word. You see what I did
Vince
there, right?
Yeah, Vince has the final word. Vince has the final word because Pat McAfee said on Monday on his podcast, he goes, they told me, he goes, so when do I go on? And they said, well, between 3 and 5. And he goes, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So he gets up there, match 3's going, and he goes, okay, well, that's going on. They go, oh, just hang in there. Go sit down. And he's like, okay. And then he walks back up, and they're already at match 5. And he's like, okay, what's going on? When am I going on? They said, hang on there. Vince made that call. And I'm going to tell you something. Best call of the night. Because had he gone on before or after the Sami Zayn one, it wouldn't have been as impactful.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that it was very impactful going into the main event, I thought was a perfect spot. And then they didn't know Stone Cold was coming out. I wink. Yeah, okay. So, and if they didn't, okay. And if they didn't, okay, but I doubt that. But I mean, it made for a good time, you know. And Pat McAfee impressed the hell out of me. So, and it was brought to my attention earlier today that Pat McAfee, when he had his NXT match with Adam Cole, did well back then too.
Yes,
and I said,
yeah.
Well, unfortunately, Adam Cole is not there anymore, and neither is Regal. And it looks like Triple H has gotten his spot cut as well. So, you know, who's training who at this point?
Rip Rogers had a hand in helping him out, too.
Rip Rogers had a big hand in Pat McAfee. Mm-hmm. But I'm just saying, at the Performance Center or whatever, who's the trainers at this point? You know, I don't know. You got rid of all the good ones. I mean, who's actually training these guys? That would be my question. I mean,
you know who's Shawn Michaels? Too?
Go ahead.
You know what's impressive too, WrestleMania? Logan Paul, man. That guy's
yes, he was.
I tell you, you know, because he's an athlete, you know. He gets it.
Exactly. Oh, yeah, and he wants to sign. He told Vince he wants to sign. And his brother goes, why do you want to do that? He goes, you're the boxer. Let me go wrestle. You go do your thing. I don't want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's pretty neat. That's pretty neat. They said that on a podcast too recently. They he wants to go and wrestle and be full time at WWE. He wants to learn everything, and he gets it. He gets it. So yeah, he'd be a big star, especially a huge feud with The Miz at this point. Why not do it?
Mm-hmm.
Why not do it? I think it'd be awesome. We'll see. I mean, we'll see what happens. What do you? Anybody else got a comment on the Miz, that Miz Mysterio match?
I think Logan's going to come back for his singles with Miz, and I think he's being miscasted, even though I heard the rumor is Logan wanted the turn. I think Logan's a natural heel, and I think...
absolutely.
I just don't... I don't see Logan as a face, even though that's the direction they're going.
Well, and you know what? They could be swerving us as well, because, first of all, he's not signed to any deal as of yet. Hopefully he will be. And if they build something for the next pay-per-view, right, they could swerve all of us. And I think that would be absolutely okay by turning the Miz face. You never know. You never know. Miz has been back and forth on both sides of the fence for so many years. So, I mean, he's a good heel too, but you know what? It may be time to turn him face. Who knows? We'll just have to see. What do you think, Sinister?
Well, I'm really not a Logan Paul fan, period. But, you know, I can see him as a heel. I really do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he just, as far as his in-ring presence, you know, I think he needs to improve on that a little bit more. So he can be more convincing, but overall, athletic skill, he's good.
Yeah, I mean, he hasn't trained for that long, so, I mean, for what he was able to do, I thought he was good. You know,
right.
Get him some more training, get him some more time in the ring, learning the craft, and you know what? I think a huge feud with The Miz would be awesome. It would be absolutely awesome. So,
yeah.
I mean.
And he's got the athletic background that was in one of them, too. He's been an amateur wrestler, and he boxed with Floyd in the exhibition.
Right,
so
exactly.
It's not like he's just some musician or actor.
Correct. And you know what? He knows what it takes to be in shape and how to – and to be able to do stuff, absolutely. And I think with his charisma and whether you like him or not and all that, that's what's going to make him a good heel, because a lot of people are going to hate him, and a lot of people already do hate him. So you know what? That's only going to help him in the long run, and if he gets a good run, because people hate him. People are going to watch to see him get the crap beat out of him. And that's what makes money. That's what sells. That's what puts butts
mm-hmm.
in the seats. You know?
I felt like had the best build-up of WrestleMania, of all the matches, would it have to hands down be Bianca and Becky Lynch.
Oh, absolutely. Great
What a
match,
great build.
Too.
Yes.
Oh.
Those ladies
the
worked hard, man.
The build was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
They really did, and you have to give it to them, because you know what? I didn't think Bianca was actually going to get the title back, but I'm glad she did, and I think it's for the best.
Oh, she's
right
a star,
now.
Man. It's her time.
Oh, absolutely. And I want to see what happens when Bayley comes back. Bayley comes back anytime soon and sees Sasha Banks have tag team titles with
Naomi.
Yeah. And either she's going to be happy or mad. And I think a good Bayley Sasha rework of their feud would be good, or turn on Naomi and become best friends again. I mean, there's so many things they can do with that angle. You know?
It makes you wonder how long Sasha's going to last, because, she's got her eyes set on Hollywood right now. A lot of
she
things
does.
Coming her way.
She
yeah.
does. Yeah, they are. But here, you know, I hope everything works out for her. I really do.
Mm-hmm.
But in the meantime, until those things are signed and set in the stone, she better keep her eye on the ball where she's at. You know,
oh, yeah.
You don't want to burn that bridge. You know, a
That's
lot
right.
of people
That's
have
right.
burnt that bridge. And,
That's so true.
You know, that's one bridge you really don't want to burn, because you know you can make guaranteed money there
mm-hmm.
versus anywhere else right now.
Don't
so,
burn any bridges no more than you have to.
Right, exactly. Well, exactly. You exactly. But the thing is, I hope she does do well. If she makes it to Hollywood, I hope she does do well. I wish her all the best.
Good for her, man.
You know, yeah, exactly. Can't fault her for any of that. Can't fault Cena. Can't fault Batista. Can't fault The Rock. Can't fault The Miz. You can't fault any of them. But, you know, if this is...
I mean, how cool is it when the boys end up being in the Avengers Endgame movie? I thought that was so cool.
Yeah,
I mean, Batista,
I was saying.
Yeah, one of the highest grossing superhero movies ever. You know?
Exactly. And to see, right, and then Netflix gave him a deal, and he bought that, but he didn't care. But, you know, I mean, they wanted him to do stand-up because I've never done stand-up in my life. I don't know how to tell a joke. So funny.
Well, a lot of guys just tell old road stories.
That's all, right. I've listened to that for an hour. I mean,
right?
Come on. I've spent an hour listening to his road stories. Come on.
Oh,
holy
man.
Crap. Because you know they're amazing.
Yes.
But we'll see. We'll see. You know, I think WrestleMania as a whole, and people can, we can argue about this all we want to. I think as a whole, it was a good WrestleMania. Yes, there were some moments that weren't so good, but as a whole, I mean, he sold it out two nights in a row, guaranteed. So you can't. I mean, nobody can touch that. Nobody. There's not a company on the face of this planet that can touch what they made in 2 days' time. So,
you know,
kudos,
one of the matches that were really hot that I really hasn't been talking about that much, but I thought was one of the better matches, best matches of both nights, was that three-way tag match with the RK-Bro, Street Profits, and Alpha Academy. That was really good.
That was a good match. It was a good match. A very good match. And it showcased everybody's talent. And everything, you know, it was. I like the Alpha Academy. To be honest with you, I think it works really well, and I hope he doesn't blow it up anytime soon because I think it's good and it's needed for what's going on in the tag division anyway. They're needed, and there's always a need because Vince does not like tag team wrestling. We all know this, but I'm surprised they kept RK-Bro together so long as they have. He was talking about splitting up the Alpha Academy, but when the Shush t-shirt came out and the sales came out, he was like, nope. You know,
yeah,
same
Chad
thing
Gable,
with the New
man.
Day.
He's come a long way, man.
Chad, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, his work has gotten even better. If you watch his stuff, it's a lot cleaner, a lot more crisp. The flows, he's starting to flow with it. So I guess the chemistry with the Street Profits and RK-Bro has been flawless between all of them. And it's been really good. And I'm glad they did that match because it was really good. I agree with you. It was it was not underrated, but under-talked. You're right about that. Very under-talked.
And the Street Profits, I mean, they're so primed right now. I mean, they're so athletic and, I mean, they look great and, you know, they're very charismatic.
I think they need what I'd like to see is them get moved over to SmackDown and wrestle the Usos.
Oh yes, absolutely.
Or they have the Usos come to Raw and challenge anybody and they come out. That would be awesome. I would love to see them right now work because both of those teams are hot right now.
Two of my favorites right now: Usos and Profits. Yep.
Yeah. And then, I mean, you still got the Viking Raiders, which you're not doing too much with. I think that's a shame. They're very athletic for big guys, but you're just not getting the love anymore. I don't know what's going on with that. And there's not really any other tag teams either, to be honest with you. We just named the top four. I mean, you don't have New Day doing too much as far as a lot of stuff right now.
They've had a tough year.
Whatever. They have. Well, yeah. And then it's, just, you know, I don't know. Anybody else? Speak. Throw in your 2 cents.
No, I don't have any opinion on the three-way match. I just know RK-Bro won and Gable Stevenson showed up after, I believe. But.
Yeah, and I like the kid, I do, but they need to really work on his look. They need to get in shape. He's out of shape.
The women's,
he needs to get in shape.
Speaking of tag divisions, the women's division, the tag division is horrible. It's just single stars put together. There's no actual teams.
Exactly. You're correct.
That
no,
goes
you know
back
what?
To what you're talking about, Velvet, about putting two singles together to form a team. You know, a good team needs to be an actual team with chemistry. You know what I mean?
Right. Well, the team, like the women's team that was with the tag team was Bayley and Sasha Banks for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then Alexa Bliss and what's the girl's name? Superhero girl.
Nikki.
So
Nikki.
Ash. So. Right,
yeah,
so they were a good team for a hot minute. All right, whatever. They were a good team for a hot minute. And then you have Natalya. Natalya's had more tag team partners than anybody in the women's division. She's probably tagged with everybody.
She's got a record going on.
Yeah, she does.
Yeah,
I mean,
a lost record.
You're right,
right,
exactly.
Wow.
Sinister in there with the big pop real quick. He's got that singer. He's doing the Mick Foley tonight. He's giving the cheap heat and the cheap pop. you're right. No, he's absolutely correct because she's tagged with everybody and she's losing like crazy. Carmella's the same way because she's tagged with everybody in the women's division. Oh my goodness! I can't believe.
Well,
that's
why they're bringing Lawler back because her and her new husband are like taking some time together. Yeah.
Yeah, Corey Graves. Oh my God. Anyway, but yeah, Lawler's gonna come back for hot man. I wish they would have brought Booker T back. He's funnier.
Yeah, me too. I love
Booker T's a trip, man. You watched him at the pre-show at WrestleMania. Oh, my God, he was great. And then you see JBL on Sunday. They cleaned him up real good because he was overweight there for a while and let himself go.
Mm.
And he looked great. He cleaned up, ready to go. I was like, all right, he looked like he could get in the ring again. Don't give him any ideas.
There was one match where Booker T was commentating. I remember – where Michael Cole said something like, he's going to do something, and Booker says, he ain't going to do nothing, man. I lost it.
Booker T's funny, man. He's great. He make you all laugh.
Yeah.
Dr. John Stamey.
Yes, sir.
About that time, sir.
No, it's exactly that time, and we want to thank everybody at WLSC AM and FM, Lawrence Myrtle Beach, Conway, South Carolina, for keeping us on the air. Thank you, Banana Jack Murphy. So we have identified ourselves, and we can go back to the world of pro wrestling interviews with the amazing
All
Velvet.
Right. All right.
And I would like to add a PSA to that. Next week, on Easter Sunday, we will not be on the air. Just a reminder.
That's right.
That is correct. Thank you, Todd, for reminding us of that.
So
that concludes this PSA.
Oh my goodness. So anyway, what did everybody else think about what's going on? How did they like the Cody thing with Seth Rollins? Was it good for y'all? Was it mediocre? Did it stand out?
One of the best
Anybody?
Matches of both nights. One of the best matches of both nights, man.
Mm-hmm.
Solid.
Yo.
Great entrance reaction, too.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Perfect timing for him to come out. I'm glad they did not spoil it for regular television. I'm glad they did it at WrestleMania. And I agree.
And it was
one of the,
and it was
one
Cody,
of,
minus the entourage. It was just Cody,
right?
Minus entourage. But
it was exactly. With everybody else. Well, I don't know. The entourage was backstage. And Tony Khan was not happy about some of the people that were there. But
Uh-oh.
Whatever.
I bet you Tony Khan called them bots, like he did in the interview this week. About the bots.
Right? Yeah. Big dingy. What a dingy.
Those darn bots.
Right?
I saw him and Jim Ross at UFC the other night. They were in the crowd, and they even, like, misspelled his last name wrong. A-H-7-H-K.
Oh, my gosh. QT Marshall was there at WrestleMania.
Oh my!
Okay, that's not a big loss if you ask me. Unless he's going up there to train at NXT.
Well, he's close to Cody, so it doesn't surprise.
Oh
me.
Yeah. I don't think Tony really cared. He knew he was going, but I'm just saying for the fans.
If they lose MJF, man. If they lose MJF, brother.
Oh, it's over. Lord, it's over. They're in trouble. And you know what? And I like how he keeps teasing that he's going to go there. I'm going to go there. Well, okay, we'll go there.
He's such a heel.
Yeah, go ahead. Waiting on you.
Oh,
we'll
man.
See how good that works out after about 3 months and you're not who you think you're going to be. He changes everybody.
Yeah.
So,
well,
I mean.
Speaking of changes, man, Gunther, man. You see Gunther on SmackDown the other night? Oh, used to be Walter.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I heard about it. And they changed Marcel's name to Ludwig, I think. Kaiser.
I thought one of the funniest moments after WrestleMania was Elias. I'm not Elias. I'm his younger brother, Ezekiel. That was freaking hilarious. I was like, the hell?
Just he's got such natural humor. Oh, man,
he's so funny. I'm like, look at this clown here.
Does he know Joseph Park?
Right? I don't know. He might. He knows one or two brothers, you know.
His interaction with Kevin Owens was priceless. Oh, my God.
That is funny. And you know what? I have to, right now, you know, WrestleMania always brings out the best in everybody for the next couple of months and the next couple of pay-per-views. And even the competition, whether they're a competition or not, a lot of the bigger promotions do a lot better. And I hope they do. I hope they turn out to better product. I hope Impact turns out better product. I hope NWA Power. NWA Power's starting to get a little traction, but we'll see. We'll see. And I hope that the rebirth of ROH doesn't put a damper on Tony Khan, what he's trying to do. I don't know. We'll have to see. We'll just have to see. Because is that going to be more talent he's going to pick up or less? You know, he's already got way too much talent as it is.
Yeah.
We'll just have to see what happens with that.
Got ROH now. It would be smart to put some of that talent with ROH.
It would. Exactly.
Spread the wealth. You know what I mean?
Right, exactly. He's got a few of the people that were originals, so they obviously need to go back and forth and work between the two. Mm-hmm. You need to bring in a couple more. You definitely need to sign the Briscoes. You definitely got to do that after the match, the five-star match they had with FTR. Come on,
oh man,
you got to do that.
Match was amazing.
Yeah, you got to do that, and then maybe bring in some other people. I would love to see Dalton Castle back at ROH. That'd be great.
Mm-hmm.
I like that cat because it's Velvet's man. Little cabana boys that he has come out with him. Hey. Anyway. Dalton Castle can wrestle. I'll give him that. He can back
up. Hey,
now.
How about your boy Ricky Starks, Velvet? He's doing good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hey, Ricky. Yeah, I remember when Bron, hey, Velvet, I didn't know you was dating Ricky Starks.
Oh, man.
Congratulations, Velvet. Sorry. That was funny. It was great. It made great. It was so great.
I wonder if you ever found Kyle.
No. Probably not. I haven't heard from that guy in a while. I don't know if something happened to him or not. Nobody's heard anything.
Mm.
That's kind of weird.
I guess he's doing this WSD Lounge thingy.
I don't know.
But so
well, maybe he is.
Yeah. Oh yeah, right.
You know what? This exactly. is Dr. John. I was thinking about him today too, because I drove by Franklin, North Carolina, where I did my interview with him. Out in the parking lot, and I was just wondering where he is. I haven't heard from him in a while.
No, I don't think anybody has.
Well, we wish you the best, Brian.
Yep, we do.
Come back, Brian. We miss you, brother.
Come back.
Bring Kyle with you.
Yeah.
We'll go on a Kyle hunt with you.
Yeah. Maybe he's on General Hospital. Contact him there.
With Maurice Bernard.
Bernard. I used to know one of the wrestlers named Bernard. I could say with a straight face without cracking up. Hey, Bernard. Oh, yeah.
Holy crap.
You talking about Brute Bernard's throw?
Oh, no, this guy was first name was Bernard. I wish it was Brute Bernard.
Oh, no, I was just
that'd been much cooler.
Yeah, it would have been. Yeah, it would have been. So, Steve, have you decided what show you're going to? Are you going to go to the New Japan or the other one?
No, I still got to figure it out because I can't buy tickets right now. I'm just waiting for my check. We'll see. I haven't checked the prices yet.
Oh, okay.
And then,
so Steve had a dilemma.
And then I gotta figure out if I'm getting a ride or taking a bus or something like that.
How far are both of those shows from
amazing.
You?
Yeah.
Yeah, it does.
But how far is it from you? The shows.
It's in D.C., so it's like maybe 2 hours away.
Okay.
That's cool.
You should contact Tank and see if he'll go with you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Tank, he'll start something. You what? Tank will start something.
Steve's tall, big guy. Tank's a big guy.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody going to mess with them.
Tank could be cutting promos all night. You what?
I want to see Tank versus Ishii.
That'd be awesome.
That'd be a dream match.
Yeah.
Stone Pitbull.
Did you ask Tank about the time he met New Jack?
Oh, God.
Oh, boy.
Very entertaining story.
It is.
Speaking of
Benjamin. I hope you got a minute to listen, because you'll be there a minute. Yes, sir. Oh, my gosh, that's funny.
I'm looking forward to Suzuki versus Samoa Joe next week on Dynamite.
Yeah,
on
Dynamite.
Yes, sir.
On Dynamite, yeah.
That's
That'll
be
good,
awesome.
Man.
It is.
Suzuki is one of my
Samoa
favorites.
Joe got cleared. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Because there was a hot minute there that he wasn't going to get cleared. But go ahead.
Right. No, I would love to see Samoa Joe and Keith Lee one time.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Can you imagine?
That would be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
That's some beef in the ring right there, Bubba.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
Jeez. I want to see... Samoa Joe give him the muscle buster. That's what I want to see.
Oh, my God. The poor ring.
Yeah, no kidding, right?
Lord have mercy. Oh, man.
But yeah.
The way both those big guys can move, maybe amazing.
Yeah, and you know what? And the good thing about it is, they know how to pace because they're bigger guys. They know how to pace themselves very well, so they can have enough of that sting at the end that everybody would like. So they wouldn't, you know, blow themselves up too early. And
right.
I've seen Samoa Joe and Keith Lee pace themselves perfectly to where at the end it was boom, boom, boom. Oh crap! That's it. It's over. Wow. You know, I like that. I like that about big men knowing how to control their stuff in the ring and not just go all balls to the walls and then go, oh crap, I got nothing for the end. You know, and I'm happy they were able to do that.
Right. Okay. You hear about, you know, some people being reckless. You know, I would truly trust either guy because they're very safe with what they do.
I've never seen either one of them reckless. You know, it's an unfortunate accident what happened to what's the guy's name that married to
Natalia.
That could happen to anybody.
Oh yeah,
it could happen to anybody. It's an unfortunate accident. You know, I mean, look at Stone Cold, look at Kurt Angle, look at all these people that have had these major injuries. You know,
that was the most hard. I mean, and he's usually one of the safest guys in the ring.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
God rest his soul.
Yeah. It just goes to show you that anything can happen at any given time, you know. But the thing is, I would trust either one of them in the ring. Absolutely. I have not seen anything that wasn't out of the norm, put it that way. So, I mean, I just love the fact that Samoa Joe got cleared and he's back in the ring. It's where he needs to be. He doesn't need to be commentating for anybody. That's just a waste of his talent. Absolute waste. You know? So that's why he wanted to get out of there. He wanted to get out of E. He's like, bump this. I'm going to find me a way back in the ring. And he sure did it. I'm happy for him.
And maybe he'll start a trend of bigger guys doing better things in AEW. For God's sake, they need to treat their monsters better.
they need to treat their monsters better.
My God. That's been like one of my few qualms with AEW thus far. I mean, otherwise they're great, but it's just at times I just wish they would treat their bigger guys like they should be treated. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Right. Agreed. Like, now there's a love-hate relationship right now with the Murder Hawk, and I don't understand.
Yeah. Me neither.
You know,
Lord.
I mean, he can work. He does what you ask him to do, you know, and then now you kind of got him here. Oh, no, we don't need you for a while. Oh, we'll bring him back. Oh, no. Make up your mind.
Oh, my. Right.
Right, exactly. And that's wrong. You know, and you want to talk about something that was wrong. Big Game James, South Carolina guy, when they were here in South, when AEW was in South Carolina, he's bigger than Wardlow. He had to help hold Wardlow back. He played security where these people from South Carolina that don't deserve, that were on AEW Dark, should not have been there, got matches, and he didn't get a match.
See?
And he's 6'6", he's 6'6", 260, in shape, can outwork probably all the big guys they got, and outwork some of the smaller guys, yet you didn't give him a shot at nothing, at nobody. He'd have let you squash him. He don't care. But the whole thing is his 15 seconds of fame were holding back Wardlow from getting MJF. See, that's why I don't believe in the system that is today, but the system is today. You know, I just don't believe in it. You know, and it's not fair to guys who've been in the ring 15, 20 years, still working out, still trying to get there, still trying to make it, yet you know they got talent because you've seen it, but you haven't given them we're going to have you do security tonight. Okay, yeah. All right, well, the guys that you put on dark that got squashed like a bug didn't even need to be there. I mean, come on. What's the point? I mean, go ahead and guess, Senator. You know all about this.
Yeah, it's this game of politics. And, you know, the promoters do it, but usually it's some of these guys in the locker room. If you're a bigger guy like Big Game James, you look the part, you can wrestle. People got a problem with that because, oh, he might get more attention than me. He might get exposure. We don't want that to happen. Everybody keep hating on big guys all the time. And the thing I don't understand.
In fact, right. Go ahead.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No. The thing you don't understand. Go ahead. Finish that sentence.
And the thing is, if you go to WWE, especially if you work with Vince McMahon, you might work the smaller guy, but if Vince say, okay, we want you to work the Undertaker, or we want you to work somebody like the size of Kane or Osmos, I can't pronounce
Whatever.
His name right.
Yeah, I got you. Yeah.
Yeah. What are you going to say? No, he's too big, or... No, I don't want to work him. Vince gonna fire you.
Nope. Yeah, you got to do exactly.
Yeah. I love to see that conversation.
Right. But you know, my thing is, I guess because I don't get involved in all the politics and the BS, and I look at somebody who has talent or has raw talent or who has all the intangibles that they're looking for, but yet you got two snot-nosed punks my size wrestling the Big Show. Really? You got two guys who are under 5'5" wrestling the Big Show who shouldn't even be there.
Yeah.
It's like him wrestling me. I'd say, you know what? I don't mind getting squashed. This doesn't make sense. This doesn't help either party. What's the point? And I would say that, you know, because I look at the realistic side of it. I mean, like, look, he's going to chuck me around and this and that, and then chokeslam me, and that's the end of that. He's going to stick his foot on me, and it's over. Okay, what's the point of that? How many times have we seen that over the last 20 years with him? I mean, that's nothing new. You know, so what's the point in feeding two guys that have no business being there? That's all. I mean, they could have used anybody. They got a whole slew of people in the back sitting there doing nothing. You know, so what do you got to throw? You've been in WCW and around the world. You've seen a lot of this. I mean, what would the point be in that?
In their eyes is a way of getting Big Show over, but at the same time, I mean, it's kind of laughable because, I mean, you know what the outcome's going to be, obviously, when you get situations like that, so it's...
Right.
But, you know, with the big guy, I've always been a fan of the big guys, the monsters, the shooters, and all that, and, you know, I mean... And there are times where I wish both would get more love than they're getting. You know what I'm saying? Especially with AEW, they got some good big guys if they just use them properly. I mean, look at Powerhouse Hobbs. Look at that guy.
Yeah,
hard.
Exactly. Including,
you know what I mean?
Wardlow, because Wardlow is wrestling all these indie guys. It's like, really? Come on.
That should be one of their top feuds right now, Wardlow and Powerhouse Hobbs. I mean,
absolutely.
You know, throw Keith Lee in the mix and a few others, man.
Yeah, exactly. That's the point. You know, you're wasting time. Okay, we all know how big he is, how strong he is. Week in and week out, he's chucking these little guys around. Okay, let's get a feud going. I agree. I would love to see Powerhouse Hobbs and Wardlow have a feud. I think it would be very beneficial to the company. And
be amazing.
Giving some love to the big, yeah, that too, but also give love to the big guys, you know?
Because
You got to realize, there's not a lot of people on the roster that are over 200 pounds. If you look, like Adam Cole, they say he's 212 pounds. Okay, I kind of find it hard that to believe. Because you know Darby Allin's only 170. Orange Cassidy, like 160. I mean, they got some guys that are, I'm just not trying to say that there's nobody over 200. Yeah, there's guys over 200, but they got a lot of smaller guys too. So just work it out.
I mean,
even it out.
I mean, yeah, that's true what you're saying, and I believe it, but it's also, like, say if me, Big Game James, and Maestro, we went to AEW, say, all right, we want to work, we big guys. They probably wouldn't even take us because we got size on us. And then they wonder why a lot of people don't watch wrestling today like they did back in the 90s when they had the Attitude Era. You know, you got to give people a variety of different size, you know, wrestlers.
Absolutely.
Like you
exactly.
said. Yeah. But it's like, I don't know what's going on anymore.
Well,
and
here again.
And if we don't know what's going on, I can only imagine the audience. What they're thinking.
Yeah. I mean, you know. You can't compare WWE to AEW at this point. AEW's only been in existence 3 years. Now, if they make the 15-year mark and they're still plugging along, but they've grown by leaps and bounds, great. I'm happy for them. I'm glad they've gotten better and they're doing things the right way. He's been around a long time, and now that they're publicly traded and all that other stuff, they got bigger bosses to answer to. So, you know, they have to fix, they got to watch what they do and say as far as what they put out on TV. Where a young, fresh AEW who's trying to make a name for itself are getting away with a little bit of the language because of the channels, the stations they're on. And they can get away with a little more. Well, that's not going to last forever either. That'll happen for a little while, but then they'll probably tell them, okay, we got to tidy that up a little bit. It needs to be a little night, you know, a little tighter. We can't have all this, what y'all are saying. So that's fine, but you can't compare the money because they're not making the money that he's making. You know, they're not selling out the arenas right now. They have good crowds and big crowds, yes. They're doing well, but they're not to that point. And that's what, you know, and then the difference in talent. There's a way different difference in talent between the two, you know. And there's a way different of what people are getting paid, too. So Just my thing is watch the product, watch both, take notes, see what's going on, see what you like, what you don't like, and, you know, we can always talk about that, you know, because it's not going to change anytime soon unless somebody drops a bomb on one another. Other than that, it's going to be, hey, let's see what MJF's going to do next, let's see what The Miz and those guys are going to do, you know. What are they going to do with Finn Balor? You know, things like that. We just got to pay attention. You know, there's always going to be something that you don't like on any show. Trust me. They all make mistakes. And nobody's perfect. But, you know, right now, you know, there's no comparison. They're AEW, they're WWE. You know, everybody does their own thing, put out their product. You either watch it or you don't. I mean, it's really simple. If you don't like it, turn the channel. I mean, that's how I look at it. There's not a lot left in the show. I'm going to start with Papa Stroh. Papa Stroh, you got a big week ahead of you. What's going on this week?
Oh, man. This week, of course, In the Room this Tuesday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on VegasNation.com. This Thursday night, WCW Retro at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on VegasNation.com as well. Friday night, the Stroh Zone at midnight Eastern Standard Time. And this Friday night's feature at midnight will be The Bat starring Vincent Price. So tune into that. And then Saturday, I'm going to be doing commentary for Shockwave Wrestling Entertainment at the Craven County Fairgrounds in New Bern, North Carolina. Bell time is 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So if you're in the New Bern area, come out and see us. And for more information, go to shockwavewrestling.com for more info. And I wish you guys a great week. Always a pleasure being on here.
Hey, what's your topic? You haven't come up with a topic for Thursday yet for Retro?
No, last week was open form.
Okay.
This week, I'm kind of going back to a series of episodes I kind of started this past year called What If. So we'll be continuing
the What If. Good, awesome. Y'all make sure to check that out, WCW Retro, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the VOC Nation. We also want to give a shout-out to In the Room for plugging our show here, Pro Wrestling Interviews. Thank you guys over there at In the Room. Sinister, what you got going on this week?
Nothing, just still working out, training, and still hoping, you know, looking for some shows that, you know, somebody could use some extra talent. So that's pretty much
Absolutely. What
I've been on the look.
Cool. All right. Todd, what you got this week other than work?
And it's all about work. The biggest thing is you're back here tonight and you're showing why you're the king, and this is your show. Thank you for being back tonight,
you,
Velvet.
Yeah, man. Appreciate you. Appreciate all of y'all. Steve, what's up, man? What you got this week? What's going on?
Not much. Just looking forward to Retro, and always look forward to Wrestling Entities, and super looking forward to Dynamite, and just looking forward to shows coming up in this month, 16th EWW, 23rd concert in my area, so lots to look forward to.
Cool. Absolutely. And appreciate you helping out, keeping Pro Wrestling Interviews alive and well. I thank you very much. I thank all of you, Todd, Stroh, Sinister, Susan Green, who's not here, Dr. John, Stamey as well. Remember, next Sunday, Easter Sunday, Pro Wrestling Interviews will not be on. Remember that, folks. But you're going to always catch us. Where, Dr. John?
Oh, WLSC, AM and FM, Loris, Myrtle Beach, Conway, South Carolina. And by the way, Velvet, I've got an announcement to make about me.
Oh, okay.
You ready? Okay, first of all, Georgia
yes.
Bigfoot Conference, April the 16th. And then this week I was in Hollywood, and I filmed an episode for Unexplained starring William Shatner. Of all things, I talked about Bigfoot and the Lizard Man. So watch that on June the 3rd. Uh-huh. William Shatner, the Unexplained, and old Dr. John's going to be there, and it's going to be a blast. So we got 10
all
seconds.
Right.
Velvet, we'll see you. We'll see you next week. We'll see
Huge.
Everybody next week. The one
no,
and only Pro Wrestling Interviews. No, that's right. The week after Easter.
Right.
See you all then. Bye.
Thank you, guys. Have a great night.
Be good.
Bye-bye.